rolled up from the bush and was gone, as if in a hurry to escape. Big twists and curls jostled and shouldered each other as the silvery beams broadened. The faraway sky, a bright pure blue, was reflected in the puddles, and the drops swimming along the telegraph poles flashed into points of light. Now the leaping, glittering sea was so bright it made one's eyes ache to look at it. The shepherd drew a pipe, the bowl as small as an acorn, out of his breast pocket, fumbled for a chunk of speckled tobacco, pared off a few shavings and stuffed the bowl. He was a grave, fine-looking old man. As he lit up and the blue smoke wreathed his head, the dog, watching, looked proud of him.
Bah, bah.
The sheep spread out into a fan. They were just clear of the summer colony before the first sleeper turned over and lifted a drowsy head. Their cry sounded in the dreams of little children, who lifted their arms to drag down, to cuddle the darling little woolly lambs of sleep. Then the first inhabitant appeared.